T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Stepmother of missing boy not guilty in unrelated case. We've got the story.
Mobile home fire in southeast Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A Wichita couple donates $12 million to Wichita State University.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A clear start to the morning across south-central Kansas. Looks like great weather this afternoon, but thunderstorm chances increase as we head toward the weekend. Our forecast is on the way.
A man stabbed at a convenience store in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood just before midnight Wednesday. The Circle K convenience store near Seneca and McLean. Investigators say an argument led up to the incident. An unknown suspect got into a scuffle with an employee and was stabbed during the skirmish. Wichita Police Sergeant Jeremy Vogel says employees then barricaded the suspect inside the store until officers arrived on scene. Stabbing victim taken to a hospital for treatment. Police are investigating the incident. Wichita firefighters responded to a mobile home fire in the Oaklawn neighborhood in South Wichita Wednesday night in the 3000 block of Sunview. Fire crews said the home was heavily involved with smoke and flames. After nearly an hour, the fire was brought under control. The Kansas Red Cross has been called to assist 2 adults and 3 children who were affected. No damage estimate has been given, and authorities are investigating what caused that fire.
The stepmother of missing 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez has been found not guilty of child endangerment charges in a case unrelated to Lucas's disappearance. Emily Glass was on trial for charges of endangering her 1-year-old daughter. The jury deliberated for less than an hour. Defense attorney Julia Leth-Perez commented after the verdict.
On behalf of Emily Glass, her family, and Cameron and Herman, we are glad that this case is behind us and maybe the community can turn back to what's really important, searching for and finding Lucas Hernandez.
Lucas Hernandez has been missing since February 17th.
Wichita State University says a Wichita couple is donating $12 million representing the single largest cash gift to the school.
The university said in a news release Wednesday that oil producer Wayne Woolsey and his wife Kay committed to a lead gift of $10 million to build a new home for the W. Frank Barton School of Business at Wichita State. Wichita State said it will name the building the Wayne and Kay Woolsey Hall, a move approved Wednesday by the Kansas Board of Regents. The couple also plans to donate $2 million to the university's geology department for the petroleum geology program and field camp experiences for students. Wayne Woolsey is chairman of Woolsey Companies, an oil and natural gas exploration and production company he founded in 1978. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Officials in Hawaii are concerned about high levels of sulfur dioxide as the eruption of the Kilauea volcano continues. Hawaii's Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno says not much has changed.
Today's operation is pretty much the same as the last few days. We continue to monitor any active fissures. Haven't had any new breakouts since last evening.
About 20 volcanic vents have opened in the ground so far, sending lava and toxic gases onto roads and residential neighborhoods and forcing thousands of people to evacuate.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is concluding that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential election.
A Senate panel backing the 2017 Intelligence Community report that formally accused Russia of trying to interfere in the U.S. presidential election and did so with the goal of helping one candidate over the other.
I would readily concede that by the number of rubles they spent more supporting Trump.
Republican Senate Intelligence Committee member Jim Rice speaking to Fox News following a closed-door meeting with former Obama administration officials. Ranking Democrat committee member Mark Warner saying in a statement the meddling was ordered by Russia's Vladimir Putin himself to help the Trump campaign. This in contrast to an earlier House Intelligence Committee report that concluded Russia did not intervene to help candidate Trump, but rather to divide Americans. Tom Graham, Fox News.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is urging special counsel Robert Mueller's team to wrap up its investigation on the eve of the probe's one-year anniversary. Giuliani tells Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham that Mueller has all the facts to make a decision. Giuliani says Mueller has gotten 1.4 million documents. He's interviewed 28 witnesses. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Road action tonight for Shocker Baseball. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Two lawmakers in Louisiana battle it out in a bar. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now. 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Meghan Markle announced today her father will not be at her marriage to Prince Harry due to health problems. Quote, sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding, she says, in a statement released by Kensington Palace. I have always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health. The palace has not revealed details about 73-year-old Thomas Markle's health issues, but the celebrity website TMZ says he is hospitalized in California after undergoing a procedure to clear blocked coronary arteries. He reportedly told the website he was okay but needed to rest.
An update on cases of E. coli linked to tainted lettuce.
Nearly two dozen more cases of food poisoning linked to romaine lettuce grown in Arizona have been reported. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying the total number of people sickened by E. coli is now 172 across 32 states. One death was reported in California, at least 75 hospitalized, including 20 with kidney failure. The CDC says the lettuce was grown in Yuma, Arizona, and was last harvested April 16th. So it should no longer be in stores or restaurants because its shelf life is only 3 weeks. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Two lawmakers in Louisiana battled it out in a drinking establishment.
That's where two state lawmakers decided to settle their differences over a bill by getting into a bar fight. The brouhaha was between Representative Stuart Bishop and State Senator Norby Chabert, both Republicans. Bishop describes it this way. We had a gentleman's disagreement and settled it with our hands. But Bishop admits Chabert got the best of him, punching him several times at a downtown Baton Rouge bar. Chabert was mad because Bishop blocked one of his bills. Chabert saying, I love Stuart like a brother, and sometimes brothers fight. No charges filed, and both men now say they regret the incident. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Here on a Thursday morning with Steve and Ted, and it's been kind of an exciting morning in traffic so far, right, Ted? Had a little chase going on, and it's pretty kind of a dangerous situation for a while there.
Yeah, we had a police chase going on that wrapped up. The pickup truck that they were chasing was throwing evidence out all over the place in northeast Wichita, speeding up to 90 and 100 miles an hour, finally crashed near Butler Road and 77th North. And they had that person in custody, and now they're trying to collect all that evidence that he was throwing out of his truck, including a semi-automatic gun was one of those pieces of evidence.
Really? Okay.
And we got burglary police on the scene at Mount Vernon and Water at that scene and looking at a suspect there just to the west of Broadway and Mount Vernon. Traffic update, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right. Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Man, it sounds like a busy morning. It's like completely quiet in my world over here.
Well, it's a little quieter for you today than it has been, right?
Yeah, but that's all about to change, naturally. That's just how it goes.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Hey, but today is going to be gorgeous. It's comfortably cool this morning. We have temperatures in the upper 50s, low 60s, just a few passing clouds, and literally no wind, like, which is kind of weird. And as we go through the day today, we'll pick up that light southeast wind, 5 to 15, and that will boost our temperatures into the 80s. I'm calling for a high of 87, still above the norm for this time of year. But nonetheless, a storm-free sky should be a beautiful Thursday here in the metro, allowing for some small storm chances as we go into the weekend time frame. Also, just a 20 to 30% into the late part of the day, evening time frame, as temperatures warm back to the upper 80s, low 90s on Saturday. Then that will be followed by a cool down on Sunday. I'm calling it a half and half weekend with that pesky storm chance that just we can't seem to shake off.
Okay, there's going to be people heading outdoors this weekend, playing ball, playing golf, whatever. And we've got people having commencement ceremonies on the weekend as well. So, a lot going on out there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but I think for the most part during your daytime time periods when a lot of that stuff's going on, things should be all good and thumbs up.
Well, I got out for a nice run yesterday afternoon. It was a little bit muggy still, but not too bad.
Yeah, the rain in the morning didn't really help out all that much. Once that cleared out, it's just kind of like, ugh, gasping for air. So
and the rain
a little bit better today.
And the rain has been so spotty. We were talking with our commodities reporter, Tom Leffler. He said, what we need is a widespread rain that drops for about 4 days.
You're asking for way too much.
Yeah, it'd be good for the crops, but it's a little unreasonable.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we fall back into that pattern here in the next couple of weeks. We typically get that around this time. We get a couple of days where it just rains and rains and rains, and then it's done.
All right. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Yesterday's high temperature was 86 in Wichita. Right now, partly cloudy, 61 degrees and calm. 7:13 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Thursday, May 17th, 2018. And on this date in 1973, a special committee convened by the U.S. Senate began its televised hearings into the Watergate scandal. That was on this date in 1973. And, of course, all of that ended up finally with President Nixon resigning from office down the road a ways. But that started on this date in 1973. Steve and Ted in the morning now here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And I went to an annual trip to see my optometrist yesterday. And if you haven't been in for an eye examination lately, I urge you to go and look. I mean, found a couple of little things in the, I mean, they really, really do some procedures now and look inside your eyeball and take pictures and all kinds of stuff. And they did a thorough job on me yesterday. I had to put eye drops in and I was blurry eyed for a couple hours and they found a couple of tiny little cataracts, nothing to worry about. But it was, they're pretty thorough. Got a pretty thorough job. I don't have enough change where I need new glasses or anything like that. So I was okay with how everything turned out.
There you go. A-OK checkup.
A-OK checkup. Have you been in for an optometric checkup lately?
Yeah, I was in a few months ago.
Now, do you do contacts?
Yes, I have contact lenses.
And I was talking with the glasses.
I switch back.
Yeah,
the
woman who was helping me with my examination yesterday. She was talking about the fact that she never could wear contacts. She's had glasses since the fourth grade, she said. She just couldn't do contacts. And I've never done contacts. My wife and my daughter, they both have done and do contact lenses, but I just can't do it. I got to have those glasses on. It'd make me look a little smarter, I think.
Is that your theory?
Well, I'm hoping. Anything will help, huh? All right, it's 7:15, Steve and Ted. And again, we just talked with Laura about the fact that we're going to have commencement exercises this weekend. I've got two grandsons who are graduating from high school this weekend, and I know a lot of you folks are going to be going. I'm going to go to where? Into Hartman Arena for one and Coke Arena for the other this week.
You'll be all over the place.
And I know a lot of people, I'm trying to think of where ours was. I guess it was, I can't remember. Maybe it was Century 2 open? No, Century 2 wasn't open. Anyway. Where was my high school? It's been almost 50 years ago.
Must have been very memorable.
Yeah, I think it was out of Wichita State. Okay, but
I think mine was at Symphony Hall in Century 2.
Century 2. Yeah. 50 years ago. We have a reunion coming up this fall, our 50th reunion. That should be interesting, and I'll keep you posted.
Maybe
on
that can be a topic of discussion. Where was our graduation? Does anybody remember?
I know one of my classmates is out there, and he's saying, hey, you idiot, don't you remember so-and-so did this and that and the other thing? I guess not. Anyway, it is a big time, and you get to wear that funny hat, what do they call it, Ted? The mortarboard.
The mortarboard.
Yeah, and the little tassel. And do you still have your tassel?
Oh, it's the gown and cap are still hanging in my closet somewhere. Don't know, I'll never use it again.
Mine are long gone. I don't know where that tassel is, and I would like to have.
It's one of those deals that, you pay $75 for, and you wear it for 90 minutes. And
it had a little 68 on it, I think.
Yeah.
And it's gone. I don't know where it is. So it's not in my mom's house because we got it cleaned out. But so I don't have the tassel anymore. So I don't have any proof that I graduated.
What about you didn't get a diploma?
I got a diploma somewhere, but where the heck is that thing? Probably gone. I hope the USD 259
has kept. You don't have any proof. No diploma.
No proof.
No cap and gown. Yeah. Nothing. You don't even remember where it was held. Maybe you didn't graduate. I'm starting to wonder.
I'm having some real afterthoughts on this.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I better go back and take some classes.
Mm.
It's like boys' food and phys ed. 717.
Hey, I had a fun night last night.
What did you do last night?
We had our annual gathering of the Notre Dame Club of Wichita.
Oh, yeah, the Notre Dame Club.
Yeah, we gather once a year and have a dinner.
Huh.
And somebody comes down from the university in South Bend and
gives you a little talk.
Gives us a little talk. Yes, we all gathered last night and had a nice night.
Can I ask where you had?
We were at Larkspur.
At Larkspur.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a fun night.
Well, that's you guys keep it together. And
we found out that they had 84 inches of snow this winter in South Bend.
In South Bend?
Yeah.
84 inches.
And that made us all kind of feel better.
How many feet
about
is
living
that?
Here.
7, 8 feet?
Where we got, what, a dusting of snow
yeah.
this winter, maybe an inch
yeah.
total. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make you feel better
so
about
it. So we were like, oh, well, okay.
All right, guys. 7:19, Steve, and 10 in the morning. It is sports time now with Ted Woodward and Ted. Talking about Shocker baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yep, we're down to the last three games of the regular season as the Shockers visit last place Memphis for a three-game series to wrap up the regular season before heading to the conference tournament. The Shockers and Memphis going at it, and let's get a rundown on this one from Shocker head coach Todd Butler, who has a lot of respect for the Memphis head coach, Darren Schoenrock.
They've kind of battled through the season, but when you talk about first class, Schoenrock is first class. Not having the season, of course, but there'll be a battle. It doesn't matter about record. It's the last weekend. Those kids are going to play for him because that's the person that he is. I mean, he's a winner. He's always won. And we go back through the SEC many years, and, I've always been fond of him a lot.
There you go. Shockers and Memphis will square off starting tonight. Mike Kennedy will have pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock this evening from Memphis. The game will start about 6:30. And you can listen live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon up at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, where the Royals gave up 3 runs in the top of the first inning, behind 3-0 early to the Rays, and never got back. Tampa won it 5-3 for the 3-game sweep. Kansas City Royals have allowed runs in the first inning now in 6 of their last 7 games. So they're behind in every one of these games right away, and they are not winning these games either. They've lost 7 of their last 8. Tampa gets its first 3-game sweep in Kansas City in 9 years. Off day today for the Royals, who are struggling right now. Men's soccer. Last night, second round of the U.S. Open Cup, that national tournament continuing. FC Wichita on the road visiting the Tulsa Roughnecks, both teams undefeated. Wichita was behind 3-2 in the second half, scored the last 2 goals, and won the game 4-3. Huge win for FC Wichita, which now advances to the third round in the U.S. Open Cup for the first time ever. Their next game will be in Dallas next week. FC Wichita now 3-0 on the season. JUCO softball. Successful first round play at the national tournaments for Cowley and Butler. At the Division II national tournament in Mississippi, Cowley opened up with a 3-0 win over Madison, Wisconsin. Cowley softball team now in the second round today, this afternoon taking on LSU Eunice. And in the Division I national JUCO tournament in St. George, Utah, of course, the back-to-back national champions, Butler Community College, getting this tournament off to a start with a 9-1 win over Walters State of Tennessee. Butler has won 42 of its last 43 games. Second round play today for Butler softball taking on Southern Idaho this afternoon. Pro baseball last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, the final exhibition game of the season for the Wichita Wingnuts. One more tune-up. They did lose 9-2 to the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. Wichita dropped 3 of its 5 preseason games. Opening night for the Wingnuts is tomorrow night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Pro basketball in the NBA last night, game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The Houston Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors in Houston, 127-105. Coming off the bench for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Tariq Black, with 2 points and a couple of rebounds. That series now tied at 1 game apiece in that best of 7 for the Western Conference Finals. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A study of women characters in entertainment media. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.